The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
It's tough when your pets don't get along, but imagine if you had to hear them verbally fight it out. That's what one family is going through. They have a pet parrot and also a cat that seems to like meowing quite frequently. And they must discipline the cat a lot in front of the parrot because now the bird does his own disciplining.
Shut up. Quiet. Shut up. Be quiet. Ooh.
Goodness.
He even gets more and more agitated. That's funny because you know if he's saying that, that's exactly what the people are saying to him because parrots just parrot what you say.
Yeah, they just copy what you have to say. I don't know. I mean, the cat did hush and I watched the video and the cat, I don't know where the cat is, but right. The bird is perched on top of his cage. So he's out of the cage.
Okay, now I respect the bird more for that. Like, I'm not a big fan of birds. But if he's in his cage going, shut up, like, then it's like the cat can't do anything about it. Uncool. But if he's at least risking his own life by being on top of the cage where the cat's like, all right, you're fair game. I respect that. That parrot's got game.
I'm glad he's got your respect.
He does. I respect that. But I would never own a bird. Like, even a talking bird. And it's, when you think about it, the things that the parrot, like, because there's things you say in passing that you don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, if that parrot is like say you didn't like your mother-in-law, for example, and you were constantly talking about it, then you know, because the bird is at least smart. If the bird's smart enough to mimic you, it's smart enough to know when that lady comes over, and you know it's going to rat you out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't trust them.
I don't blame you. I don't think I'd have one either, just because I don't want to hurt someone's feelings accidentally.
Okay. See, that's the difference. You're like, I don't want to hurt someone's feelings, and me, I don't want to get caught. Like, there's a difference between you and me.
Just across the Jordan. Or a city in the stars? Are you singing with the angels? Are you happy where you are?
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and that is 21 Years by Toby Mac, who lost his son Truett a couple years ago from an overdose. And obviously that's something that he and his family will have to deal with for the rest of their lives. But he was at a show in Denver, and I think he gave a lot of hope to people who might be still hurting after losing a loved one.
A lot of people have come up to me and my wife the last few months and have said things like, hey, you'll see your son again. And listen, I believe that with all my heart. I really do. I'm counting on it. Question is, why? Why do I get to see my son again? Because his good outweighed his bad? No. He was my wild child. His good didn't outweigh his bad, and my good doesn't outweigh my bad. There's only one reason. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That is a promise. That is a gift.
And it got me to start thinking, by the way, if you want to see that whole video, we got it for you at waynation.com. It's really great. But it made me start thinking about the promises in the Bible. And there's so many of them. And I'm really curious, because you hear him say, that's a promise, and I believe it, and I'm counting on it, you know. And I'm curious, what is that biblical promise that you're clinging to or counting on right now? I mean, could be never leave or forsake. I've overcome this world. Train up a child and he'll return. You're like, there's so many promises. So what's yours? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I just love to hear it and hear the reason as to why you're hanging on to that promise right now. And you never know, like Toby Sheeran, his story, yours might be the thing that helps somebody else out too, because maybe you're on the other side of something and it's the promise that got you through, you know, until the situation was kind of resolved. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show, and that's how you can do it. What is that biblical promise that you're holding on to, Brenda?
The same thing, that I'll see my mom again.
Oh, really? What happened? How long ago did you lose her?
Well, it's just, we lost her in May of this year. My daughter and I have had a really bad year. In February, my husband of 9 years walked out on us and left us with no place to go. And so we ended up moving to Florida. We moved in with my mom and my sister. And then in May, all of us got COVID, and my mom didn't survive. So I hang on that I'm going to see her again one day. You know, growing up, my mom had instilled in me that church was important, and you're just like, oh, I'm made to go as a kid. But after seeing her face and knowing it, and then her going to be with God, I'm hanging on to that I will be with her again. And it's funny that you guys did this today, because today is her birthday.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've always said that this show isn't for everybody, but it is for somebody every day, and you're living proof of that. Maybe this whole thing and the conversation was for you today, and to remember your mom on her birthday, and to feel a little bit of hope and joy in the midst of the sadness.
Amen. I truly believe that, and I want to thank you guys, because I listen to you every day on my way home from work and on my way to work, and you guys have been a savior for me.
What is the biblical promise that you are clinging to? So what's yours, Christy?
It is in Philippians 4:5. It says the Lord is near. And to me, that is so significant. I am a first grade teacher, and with my students, with my personal children, there are things that come up and I don't know how to handle it. I get anxious, and I always remember that the Lord is near, and the Lord is standing near me.
As a first grade teacher, I think that's a really good promise to cling to, because I'm sure there are days when you're like, I'm going to throttle this child. Oh, wait, the Lord's near. and he's watching me.
Well, and they come in with situations that it's beyond our control. You know, it's beyond our control what happened at home or what's going on in their lives. And so what they bring to the table sometimes is more than what some of us as adults are having to deal with at home. And so sometimes they come in with things that I need to remember, you know, the Lord's light needs to come through me. And this may be the only thing that they see, you know, of Christ. So I have to remember the Lord is near, and he's helping me shine to them.
That's what we're discussing today with you, Tanya. What is that promise that you're holding on to?
Be still and know that I am God. Last year, my oldest one's dad committed suicide, and just see my daughter go through that, it was just unreal. But over and over and over again, because when we as humans, we can't control anything. That verse right there, if you will speak it, you know that he controls it all. You just got to sit and let him work.
You know, you say if you speak it, I think there is power in that when you repeat the promises in the Bible.
Yes.
And you internalize them in your life, so that when those times come up, the first thing that pops into your head is something like, be still and know that I am God, versus I'm freaking out right now, you know, and like, I think that's the reason for spending time in the Bible.
Yes, 100%.
And you said that this verse was really helpful for you, Tanya. Was it something that you shared with your daughter, and was it helpful for her?
Oh, yes. At one time, I tried to take my life. It had got so bad. And I read that verse, and it stuck in my head. And it is something that I have always clung to when anything goes wrong. And it's something that I passed down to my kids.
Well, Tanya, thank you so much for being on with us and being so open about your story. I really appreciate that.
Well, I want to thank y'all. I listen to y'all every morning and every evening.
If you could only choose one time to listen, would you choose the morning or the evening?
Oh, the morning.
Atta girl. Okay, just checking. Want to make sure your priorities are right.
What an awesome way to start the day. I mean, you can have church going down the road.
coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad. But that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
If you don't speak geek,
me, nerd, stands for not even remotely dorky. So thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
Don't worry. We can explain it to you. It's the Wally Show.
Well, it's a big day in space flight. The first all-civilian flight to the Earth's orbit successfully launched yesterday. The crew said goodbye to their families, suited up in their really swanky astronaut suits. Their suits of the private space industry are way cooler than the NASA suits. They look like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Which concerns me, because I feel like NASA would know more.
I would think.
And if they don't have the necessary equipment that they need to get into space, can they do it?
Well, apparently they're doing okay. Yeah, they're doing all right. They drove up in Teslas, because SpaceX is Elon Musk's company, and so they leave from a Tesla, which is kind of dope, and then they get on the rocket ship, blast them away 363 miles into the Earth's orbit, which is pretty amazing. It's the farthest any civilian has ever traveled from Earth. That's a kind of a cool distinction.
Yeah.
And there are a few cool things with this. This actually is going higher than the International Space Station. It only orbits at 240 miles. And so that's what's so crazy about this, too, is like Richard Branson and Bezos were competing to go be weightless for like a minute and a half. And they're like, yeah. And then Elon Musk is like, oh, you guys are cute. Guess what we're doing? We're sending four people with like no astronaut training into space. And they're going to be there for 3 days, which is pretty impressive. And here's the other parts of this that I didn't know. The guy who's commanding, and he's not an astronaut, but he was a pilot. He's like a 38-year-old billionaire. 38 billionaire. What have I done with my life?
Right?
Yeah, what have you guys done? You guys are closer to that age. So he's the commanding mission commander, basically. But he founded this payment company, and so he's a billionaire. And he paid for all four seats on this flight.
Oh, nice.
An estimated $220 million to go to space.
I can't even imagine that wad of cash.
Yeah. Well, it's really cool, though, is he wants to help St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. He's already donated like $100 million to that cause. And one seat was reserved for 29-year-old St. Jude ambassador Haley Arsenault, who was a bone cancer survivor and the youngest American to go to space.
Wow.
So I think that's really cool. So they're doing something historic. No astronaut with them. It's all automated like the Teslas, which would make me nervous because Teslas keep crashing.
But oh, that's so true.
Yeah, so they flew up there, and now we got 3 days, and we're going to bring them home.
And you said that that girl is 29, which makes me think of Bezos's. He had an 18-year-old, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't go as far,
exactly,
is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. There's a lot of historic things there. And all of this just ushers in the future of what I've always dreamed of, and that's going to space. Like, I can't even imagine when Southwest is doing this for $49.
Yeah, not $220 million.
Yeah, it's going to be great, man. I can't wait for that day. All the people say, amen. Amen. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you. When I am sure I've reached. playing Way FM. That's just a little sample of the great music that we play here on Way FM. And it's really great because the music means something. It has power in our lives. And I thought we'd do something kind of fun here today. This is kind of a trend that's floating around the old internet there. Tell me you're a blank without telling me you're a blank. Okay, so you fill in those blanks. So here's what we're doing today in honor of all this great music that we play. Tell me you are a Christian music fan without telling me you're a Christian music fan. So you can't be like, I'm a Christian music fan, obviously. So give me hints as to what would give someone the idea that you're a big Christian music fan. I'll go first, okay? Tell me you're a Christian music fan without telling me you're a Christian music fan. I miss listening to cassettes at the store before I buy them. Remember, like Christian music stores did this all the time. It was the only place you could go, put on the headphones in the back of the store and listen to the cassettes and then go, okay, I do like this. I'm going to purchase it.
I don't remember that.
You don't at all?
No.
I thought you might remember it.
That might be before my time. Yeah. I do remember CDs,
yeah,
but not cassette tapes.
Yeah, but you could listen to the music at the Christian music store before you bought it.
All right.
Crazy. But I remember back in the day, Peaches and Best Buy and all these other outlets that were selling cassettes and CDs and stuff too were like, wait, what? What are you guys doing? That's craziness. What if they don't want to buy it? You know, because what if you listen to the rest of me? Like, I ain't good.
Right.
But yeah, it worked. So there you go. What is yours? Tell me you're a Christian music fan without telling me you're a Christian music fan. We'll take yours right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. Be creative on this. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Go.
I sang to twin tracks cassettes.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Twin track cassettes. What does that mean?
Well, they would have like a track that had the singer vocalizing kind of in the background. And then they would have a track where it was just the music that you could sing to in church. And so they would put the cassette in and the sound system and play the track with just the music, and I would sing to it.
It was where every lady who wanted to sing at church but didn't have a band at church that was good enough for her talent went and bought it at the Christian bookstore, took it to the audio guy, and went, I am going to be the next Lauren Daigle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, at that time, it would have been the next Sandy Patty or the next Amy Grant. I love it, Beth Ann. That's exactly what we're looking for. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, Sarah, you're up. It is Tell Me You're a Christian Music Fan Without Telling Me You're a Christian Music Fan.
Peter Furler came before Michael Tate, but I know who came before Peter Furler.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay, you just went way back. You're talking Newsboys, obviously. Peter Furler was the first singer for me with Newsboys and the first interview I did at Way FM 14 and a half years ago. So I didn't even know there was somebody before him because Michael Tate then replaced him. So who was before Peter Furler with the Newsboys?
His name was Johnny James or Don James. Peter Furler was in the band, but he was the drummer at the time.
I did not know that either.
Wait, how do you know all this?
Because I was there. The original lead singer was John James, and he wore a metallic, like silver lame suit.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And Peter Furler's like, I'm going to see your LeMay suit and I'm going to raise you some guy liner.
Gross.
Well, there you go. You have definitely done it. You have told us that you are a Christian music fan without telling us that you're a Christian music fan. Thank you, Sarah.
My pleasure.
We've had this conversation on our Facebook page. You can look at it. It's so funny. Facebook.com/Wally Show. I have two that are cracking me up. Amy said, the majority of the concerts I've been to in my life have been $50 or less for decent seats.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah, that's good.
And then Millie said, I cried when Toby got married.
Oh,
Toby Mac.
Yeah, there
that
you
was
go.
Her celebrity crush.
All right, Sam, tell me you're a Christian music fan without telling me you're a Christian music fan.
Does it make me a stranger that my best friend was born in a manger?
Nice. Oh, I love it. You are dropping some DC Talk lyrics on us from Jesus Freak.
And I think we all have to admit that is definitely a Christian music anthem right there.
That's absolutely that is. You just crushed that. You told us you're a Christian music fan without telling us you're a Christian music fan.
Boom.
All right, Steven, you're up. Tell us you're a Christian music fan without telling us you're a Christian music fan.
My favorite radio station's in another pledge drive.
You know what? I'm laughing on the outside, but that one hurt a little. You are absolutely right, my man, because Christian radio stations exist by kind people like Steven that will listen through a support drive and support the ministry that happens here.
No problem. Our pleasure. We love you all. Keep it up.
Steven, are you giving? We don't want to assume. Uh-oh, he's quiet. You didn't say anything. Steven!
That might be my favorite question on the show of all time. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you've ever done like a fantasy football league pool in your office, there's always one person. It's always one that's like, oh, that sounds fun. And gets in and has no idea what they're doing, knows nothing about football, and inadvertently does well. I think we have that situation that has arisen here. Gavin, you were in the fantasy football league, right?
I was, yeah.
Okay. Did you already quit?
No. Oh. I am currently. I just won my first game this last weekend. So.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
But you're not the only one.
Nope.
I am not in it because I don't understand fantasy football. I've never played, and I don't want to disrespect the integrity of fantasy football.
I do.
Yeah. Betty Rock does not have that same parameter in her life. She's like, I'm in. I'm all in. What are we doing again?
Right. I had no idea. I actually had Gavin have to explain to me the difference between this and the basketball one where you get to do the brackets.
March Madness.
Yes,
okay,
very
so
different.
I didn't realize that they were different. Anyways, what I really wanted to do was just name my team
right. And
get a cute little picture with it.
Of course.
It. But I was informed the other day that I'm actually doing well. Here's the thing. I even forgot that I was in the thing, and I didn't even make it to the meeting where everybody was choosing their teammates.
Like, they take it real seriously. Like, they're all trying to negotiate and get the right people for their team to do well.
I just let it generate a team for me. Yeah.
Automatic. She's on autopilot. Like, oh, my goodness. And to hear some of the guys talk about this is wonderful to me.
Right.
Because there's, like, the guy who's running it is a huge football fan.
He was very methodical about who he wanted to have on his team.
I mean, this guy does work for the Dolphins. Like, he's, like, into the NFL that much.
Yeah.
And it was just dumbfounded how things were going with Betty.
Well, it sounds like I need to take his job instead because he's not doing a good job.
You know what? The Dolphins should replace him, actually, with you. That would be so great. Oh, my goodness. Well, we want to check in. My money's on Rock.
Yeah.
I am pulling for Betty. Betty Rock, you are my underdog.
Thank you.
I want you to win the Fantasy Football League this year just so I can watch these guys' heads explode. I love magic tricks, but I can never figure them out. And magicians, they are a really tight-lipped bunch who will never divulge their secrets. Hey, it's Wally, and right now, it's a magical time to refinance your home. Not unicorns and rainbows kind of magic, but super impressive, I did not see that coming magic. For example, I talked to my guy, Ryan, who's the founder of United Faith Mortgage, about refinancing my home. And get this, he showed me how I could pull equity out of my house and still have my mortgage go down. Ta-da! Interest rates are so low right now that for many people, this makes more sense than buying, especially if you live in a super competitive housing market. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who will take the mystery out of the process. Most places are good at making your money disappear, but abracadabra, United Faith Mortgage works their magic. Ta-da! United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal Housing Lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin?
What was everyone's favorite toy growing up? Or you like your go-to toy?
Verdi Bird. It was a helicopter that was attached to a styrofoam boat, and you would fly it just in a circle. It was like way before radio-controlled stuff.
Nice.
And so it just flew in a circle, and you'd try to pick up a little barricade or a car. It was awesome.
We sound like we're from, like, the 50s.
Yeah.
Because mine was a hula hoop.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, you sound older than I do. Mine at least took batteries.
I was a big Power Ranger fan. I wanted to be a Power Ranger.
Which Power Ranger did you want to be?
I wanted to be the red
one.
No.
Oh, okay.
The red one. Was the red one the coolest?
Yeah, I think
How
so.
How can you tell, though?
I don't know. I think he was the leader, but I wanted to be a Power Ranger when I grew up. So.
Okay, well, how'd that work out for you?
Look at me now.
Yeah, you're red.
Yeah. So the National Toy Hall of Fame, though, actually just announced the finalists for its 2021 class, including, and this list includes the American Girl doll.
Okay, oh, that makes sense.
I wanted one of those. Never got one.
Yeah, they're expensive, man. And I just don't see that they're that much better than the other dolls.
Oh, they're not. But Molly had brown hair like me and glasses like me. And
see, there it is. That's what they tapped into, was they get you to think it's you, and that's why.
You can still get one.
Yeah.
I could, but I would once again just waste its existence because I don't do anything with it.
There was also Battleship. And
I love Battleship.
I still love playing this
game.
Yeah,
that is a fun game.
The Cabbage Patch Kids.
I never thought they were cute at all.
It was before my time.
Yeah, I really felt like someone phoned it in there and was like, well, make something out of like some stockings is what it looked like. It looked like craft projects when you were a kid.
But it was a big deal in the 80s, right? Like, I think there was around Christmas time, you couldn't even get your hands on
one. Oh, there were fist fights with moms in the aisles to get these things. And then there's a Cabbage Patch Hospital where you would take your Cabbage Patch back to get it fit. I mean, it was a cult. Honestly,
it was a toy worth fighting for, and now it's a toy that might get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So maybe it was worth it.
Kind of a big deal. Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, I never had one. I never really got most of the big toys when they came out.
No.
We didn't have a lot of money, and so like I would usually get them years later. Like by the time I got Vertibird, they already had like flying cars, you know, and drones. But my wife did get me a Vertibird as an adult. Like she found a retro one, and how was it? It was. It's not as good. It's like because now I mean like. I got a drone, you know. I thought I was going to relive my childhood. And I was like, okay, that was fun. I played with like an hour. I'm still a big kid, I guess.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. You have a chance to win a prize here, but only if your gender wins. This is boys versus girl, as Gavin and I take on Betty Rock to see who is smarter. Now, if Betty Rock wins, only girls can call. If Gavin or myself win, then only guys can call. And Betty Rock gets to choose who she is taking on with each question, since she's kind of taken on two of us here. Betty Rock, you won last time, I believe, too. And so you're
I believe you're right.
You're kind of on a roll here. We're calling you Butter because you're on a roll.
Hey.
All right, so here we go. Let's see if you can keep this going. How many countries are there? How many countries are there?
Goodness.
Who would you like to take on, Gavin or myself?
Gavin.
Because he said, oh my goodness.
Well,
no
that,
idea.
And also you've done more traveling.
Okay. That's so true.
Very logically sound. So how many countries are there? Gavin, we're going to start with you, ladies first.
No. I'm going to say 455.
Okay, 455 countries.
Very wrong. Don't think it's that many. I could be wrong. So I'm going to go under, hoping that I at least went under.
454.
Don't say, no, don't say that,
no.
Please.
125.
Oh. 125. Okay, well, the rules are closest to without going over,
right.
Or if you both go over, then closest to. Gavin, you way overshot that.
I thought so.
Betty Rock, you actually came in under, so you would have won anyway. 195.
Yeah!
Nicely
Woo!
Done. Betty Rock, 1 point. That is crazy. Okay, next question. How far can a squirrel fall without being injured? How far can a squirrel fall without being injured?
Okay, I'm going to go with Wally.
Okay.
This is a great question.
I know.
How far
I've watched a lot of flying squirrel videos and stuff. I've seen them on TikTok.
Injured. And who makes this their life mission to find out?
I know.
Okay.
I got my answer down. Betty Rock, we're going to start with you, ladies first.
70 feet.
Oh, my goodness.
I went a little higher. I said 124 feet.
Oh, my goodness,
feet.
Guys.
Because they're like cats, and if they stretch your arms out, if it's a flying squirrel, it'll break
That's
its fall.
That's true. They didn't specify
they
if it
did
was
not.
A flying
okay,
squirrel.
Okay, the actual ant.
I got it.
It meant regular squirrel, I think.
I was closer, but I went over.
Oh, no.
It is 100 feet.
Yes!
Over by 24.
Oh,
all right,
goodness.
So Betty Rock. Okay, this is the final question. We have to get it on the money for 2 points to go to a tiebreaker. So how much water can a camel drink at one time? How much water can a camel drink at one time?
I'm going to go with Gavin.
Okay.
How many what?
How much water?
We don't know gallons or anything.
Yeah, I'm assuming gallons.
I'm going to answer in gallons.
Yeah. Or liters. It's that part of the world. I don't know.
A gallon is like
go gallons.
Big.
Okay, Betty Rock.
75.
You have a pretty good shot at this because Gavin would have get a miracle and get it right.
I have to get it right.
Yeah.
Okay. 55.
55 gallons. Okay.
It's not going to be right.
What is going on?
Am I right on the money? 75 might be right on the money.
No.
Oh.
Am I like so close?
You are over, Betty Rock.
Oh, and he's under? He would have gotten it?
Gavin would have gotten it right. Gavin said 55. The answer, 53.
Oh, my God. Oh,
you are 2 gallons off of sending us to a tiebreaker.
But you know what that means? So only girls can call.
This is killing me. You have no idea how much this hurts.
I'm on a game streak.
Oh, fellas, I am so sorry that Gavin let you down.
No,
so here we go.
Two of us.
Only ladies. You missed more than I did. Only ladies can call right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want a chance to play, we'll give you a question from our questions, and you can win a prize right now. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting Way FM. I'm sad. I can't even pretend to be happy right now. I am so sad. This is the Wally Show, and we are doing boys versus girls, or the culmination of this. Betty Rock beat Gavin and myself, so that means only girls can call to win a prize, and that would be you, Jessica. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm grabbing coffee.
Okay, good. You also feel a little gloaty right now. I'm not.
I do. That was so awesome. Like, he was only 2 points over, but I was like, yes.
Thank you, Jessica.
Well, okay.
You're welcome.
You are going to get a question based on the conversation that we had. If you get it right, you win a prize here. And so we were talking about camels. You just mentioned that camels can drink 53 gallons of water in one time, and Gavin's at 55. So here's another camel question for you, okay?
Oh, no.
Camels have 3 what? Humps, eyelids, or ears? What do you think? Camels have 3 what?
3 humps.
3 humps. You ever seen a 3 hump camel, Betty?
Well, I mean, they can't have 3 ears. And I'm agreeing with her. I'm standing with the other lady in the house, Jessica. Yes, see, 3 humps.
And this is exactly why I think Gavin and I should have won. Because, no, 3 humps is incorrect. They have 1 or 2 humps.
Oh, Jessica, jeez.
I know. And they do not have 3 ears. They have 3 sets of eyelids.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Well, yeah, but I think they're in the sand a lot. I think it has something to do with that. Their eyes are getting sand blown in them all the time.
Well, it doesn't matter because, Jessica, you're a winner in my eyes, so you're getting a prize.
Yay.
Although I would like to take a second to remind you, Jessica, that a minute ago you did think camels had 3 humps. So
I
really have to point that out.
But still, I'm like sitting here trying to, like, picture a camel, and I can't. I'm like, does it have 2 humps? Where do they sit? Do they sit on the 3rd one? Like,
well, Jessica, it doesn't matter because you're still winning a prize. Uplifting Way of Him, this is the Wally Show, and we are doing a fun contest that kind of caught people off guard. Doing a Christmas contest this early seems weird, but that's what makes it stand out. And you go, you know what? I need a little Christmas in my life. And so you got a chance to win a great prize, but you got to make sure you're listening to Way of Him. And this is the fun part of our job where we get to call somebody who doesn't know that they have been a winner yet, and we get to kind of tell them. And so that's what we're going to do right now. Hang on 1 second. Let me get her up. Angie, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. It's the Wally Show.
Hi.
I just wanted to touch bases with you real quickly because you had entered our Great Christmas Gift Away contest. It feels a little weird talking about Christmas this early, right?
It's a little weird. Just a little.
Yeah, but we've never been known to be normal. But we thought, you know what? That saying, we need a little Christmas now, that is something that
absolutely.
I think we could all use in this time of year to get, you know, really looking forward to it, getting that frame of mind of giving. And in this case, giving you $1,000.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You have no idea what that does. Wow. God is good.
Not so crazy now, huh?
Oh my God.
Is this something that would kind of help you out right now?
More than you know, I lost my home and everything I own in a tornado last year, so I had to move into someplace random, like, really quickly. And so this is going to help me find someplace better to live because I haven't been able to start really looking. I just had to catch back up with life. So this is going to help so much. Wow.
And here's the other part of this. Not only did you win $1,000, but you also won $1,000 to gift to somebody else and kind of give them that same feeling that you're feeling right now.
Thank you so much. That's so amazing.
Is there anybody that comes to mind, too, that you're like, oh, I would love to bless them with this other $1,000?
Yes. So there was a guy that lived in my building. Barry, he lost everything, too. But not only that, when I was in the hospital, he came every day to check on me. He drives like 4 hours out of the way randomly any given weekend just to babysit for his sister. Like, he's just the most giving and selfless person I've ever met, and he so deserves that.
Well, that's so great. And then what's cool is you get a little something for you, and you get to bless somebody else out that is deserving as well. And that's why we're doing our great Christmas gift away.
Thank you so much. This is so great.
What would you say to anybody right now that's listening and thinking, well, this is a crazy Christmas contest and a little bit early?
Do it. Listen all day. I'm telling you, just listen all day. Text the keyword. It comes up every hour, and you can win, too. It's just a great feeling.
There you go. Angie is our winner, and you could be one as well. So listen for the keyword every hour, just like she's saying, and then text it to 91979. Well, Angie, thank you so much for listening, and again, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You have no idea. You all are such a blessing.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and if you don't have anything going on a couple hours from now, we are going to be doing something really disgusting, I think, on Facebook Live. I have a severe gag reflex, and Betty Rock and I are going to be playing a game where you have to get questions right, and if you don't, you have to drink through a mystery straw.
Yes, it's called Sing or Sip, they'll be giving us questions based on, like, finish these lyrics.
Okay.
And so if you get them wrong, then you have to take a sip from a mystery drink. You don't know what it is. It could be something good. Could be something bad. I don't really know.
If I was designing the game, I would have one good thing and the rest would all be bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so
if you don't want to miss this, it's happening today at 11:30. If you text the word Wally to 91979, then you'll get a notification on your phone so you don't miss it. As well as when we do other things like this in the future, you can also get those notifications as well.
Yeah, if you don't like hearing somebody with a gag reflex, you might want to set this one out. Because I just know. I mean, remember that one time I ate vegetables? Something normal people do every day. And I literally, like, gagged.
I think it's a dramatic expression. Because I don't really think you feel that way.
I do.
I don't think you do.
Honest,
I think it's
truthful.
All in your head.
Honest,
and you make
truthful.
A bigger deal out of it.
I've always had a really weak stomach for things like this, and so when anything hits my palate that I don't like, it's like, gah! It's like, I'm not being overly dramatic. Trust me, it is real.
I mean, you're overly dramatic in all other areas of
life.
Why not this one?
But this is real, and it's not psychosomatic. It is honest, okay?
So, okay.
Yeah, well, you can see it today a couple hours from now. What was the time, 11:30 Central Time?
11:30 Central Time. Just text the word WALLY to 91979.
If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give 2 chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets 2 chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me 2 chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Yes, Betty Rock.
Sorry, my document that I just had crashed on me.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
That's not good.
Been it there just before. Crashed on me.
Oh, wow. I was wondering what that awkward pause
okay,
was.
Okay, hold on.
This was the...
Yep, I got it. Okay, it's coming
famous
back.
Famous people, like yep. The most impressive people.
Okay, here he goes. Okay, here we go, everybody. Live radio.
Gavin, can you see her screen?
I can.
Okay, well, did
it's
the
fine.
Document truly crash or
it's
was
fine.
She on TikTok?
Yeah, no, I saw it just go...
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, so while 2021 has been a year of confusion, including the Wally Show and Betty Rock, there are some celebrities that have used their platform to bring a positive influence to their followers. Time released their annual list of influential people, and it was put into 6 categories, which I didn't realize that they did.
That's good. I think that's fair,
yeah,
actually.
And some of those include pioneers, titans, and innovators, which are strong titles. A few stars that made the list include Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Okay, all right.
Which
a lot
they've
of
done
the drama,
a lot of good.
But a lot of the good, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good for the environment. Britney Spears.
What?
I think this has to do with her...
getting emancipation.
Yeah, from her dad and
right.
her family and all that.
And it's funny because she got the emancipation and then about a week later was like, oh, I'm getting married. You know? It's,
yeah, I
it's
know.
It's kind of like... And
we're
then you're like...
See.
Yeah, because then you're like, okay, now... Was the control over you a necessary thing? Because we never really know, but then you'll find out pretty quick.
We're going to find out, yeah.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton, when is she not doing good for the
That's true.
For the world? Simone Biles,
uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. And then Elon Musk.
Oh,
sending
SpaceX
people
guy.
Out in space
and,
all that
guy.
Stuff. Like he needs one more thing to
yeah.
win in.
I guess he would be under the Titan category, you know.
I don't remember what category he was under. It might have been innovators.
Okay, that would count too, yeah.
I think it was that.
He's a Titan of industry and an innovator. Oh, he could be on multiple lists there, probably.
No, don't. Because he doesn't need any more, like...
Yeah, he's already a billionaire.
So, yeah, he's fine.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There's some people that are doing some good things. Betty Rock would make it on this list for someone who could come back from adversity.
And triumph!
As we just found out, exactly.
Yes!
You're impressive, Lady
Killing
Rock.
Killing it!
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And naming your kid is kind of an important thing. You got to do it, and you want to do it well. And I have a friend of mine whose name is Farron. I always thought that was a really interesting name. And then I learned that he was named after a country singer from back in the day, Farron Young. Like, I guess his parents really liked the name or liked the singer, and so they named him after that.
He was a classic country star. He sang songs like Hello Walls.
Oh, so you know this.
Yeah, my dad played his music too.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Yeah, see, this is new to me. And so I'm really curious if you are named after a singer of some band, something like that. I'm curious how pervasive that is. Like, man, I love this band. And if I was doing it all over again, I would, if I had a son, I'd name him Sebastian from Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. Yeah.
Good grief.
Exactly.
But see, I think there's a lot more people out there than you realize that are named after
maybe
singers. And I also think, too, that they might be a little embarrassed about it. Like, oh, that music was horrible, you know?
Like, maybe your parents named you Toby after Toby Mac, but unfortunately you're a girl. You know, they could have gone with Mackenzie, you know?
Oh, or they could have spelled Toby with an I-E.
So cute. Adorable. So what is it for you? Maybe you have been named... I'm just curious, okay? I'm a curious person by nature, and I'm real curious if your name was derived from some singer that your parents, like, really loved, like Engelbert Humperdinck. That would
be
unfortunate.
That'd be awesome.
I don't think there's another one. There might be. I don't know. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If it's you or maybe somebody you know, I'd just love to hear it. So did you do this or did your parents do this, Chris?
My father did. He named me after a famous musician from an 80s band.
I'm dying to know who, because Chris could be anybody. Chris Cornell? Well, that'd be more 90s.
That one.
Oh, really? Chris Cornell from Soundgarden?
Yes.
No way. I think he missed an opportunity, not to take anything away from your name, Chris, but Cornell would be a dope name.
Yes, it would. I was named after Christopher Robin from Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, you were really named after Christopher Robin?
Yes.
Oh, that's way not as cool, man.
No.
Yeah, I would stick with the Chris Cornell story if I were you, Chris. Has that happened in your family?
Yeah, it happened my son-in-law, and then he named his son Arlo, after Arlo Guthrie.
Oh, I do like that name. It's very different. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, we think so, too.
Well, Gary, I appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Aaron, you're up. Who in your family is named after a singer or a band?
So my brother named his kids after, his two boys are named after members of Aerosmith.
Oh,
so
really?
My oldest nephew is named Tyler,
okay,
after Steven Tyler. And then his second son is named Evan after the drummer.
Oh, really? He didn't go with Joe for Joe Perry there. Okay, he went drummer. Nicely done.
And then his daughter is named after Tom Brady. So her name is Brady.
Where is his wife's two cents on this whole thing? Because I feel like he's getting all the control.
The youngest child is named after both her grandparents. My sister-in-law's dad's name is Alan, and my dad's name is Frank. So the youngest is named Alan Frankie, and that's a girl.
Oh, really? Okay, yes. Well, then I think the husband did better with Tyler, Evan, and Brady. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. My daughter is named Shelby, so she's named after a car. Oh. My favorite car.
And now for some good news.
That's right, some good news. You're going to take it and like it. There's enough negativity. Did that sound harsh? There's enough negativity in the world that we want to combat that with some good news. Giddy up, a couple rapid fire good news stories coming at you. We'll start with you, Gavin, go.
Two teachers at a school in Georgia recently raised money and bought the school janitor a car. He'd actually been walking to work while he saved up for one, and they actually posted this video online, and when they put the keys in his hand, I think it's a solid 10 seconds where he's just frozen in the spot, and then he gets really happy.
Because you can't imagine that somebody would do that for you. And it's that kind of stuff that, like, all of a sudden just thinking of somebody else makes a difference in this world. That's awesome. There is the, where did it go? Oh, 80% of us, they did a little study, feel that being inspired is one of the most important things in life. So, okay, that's good. I like that. But what's really cool is that one of the things that inspires us most is hanging out with our kids. And you're like, because I know sometimes as a parent, the stereotypes is, my kids are driving me crazy. But at the end of the day, the vast majority of us just want to spend time with our kids and love our kids and have them love us, too. So that's kind of cool that people are seeing it and understanding that. Lady Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
This is hard to believe. The oldest living World War II vet just celebrated his 112th birthday.
The stuff that guy has seen, man.
I know.
I mean, it's just mind-boggling.
I think that means he had to be born in the 20s?
Yeah.
Jeez. His name is Lawrence, and he lives in New Orleans. He got married after the war and had 5 kids. Now he has 13 grandkids and 22 great-grandchildren.
Yeah, and he has some advice for
life.
Oh,
yeah, his advice is have faith and be nice to people.
There you go.
Simple.
Words to live by, and that's why we do good news, giddy up.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.